The magnitude of what happened that day in Jerusalem and at Golgotha is revealed to us in four simple phrases from St. Matthew's account of the Passion of the Lord Jesus. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. The one who hangs on the cross between heaven and earth is the same one who made the heavens and the earth and filled them with the splendor of created light so that we could behold the glory of uncreated light. Jesus Christ is light from light, so it is fitting that for the 3 hours of his final agony, there is darkness over all the land. The darkness of our sins. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The Holy of Holies in the temple was the dwelling place of God on earth. The Ark of the Covenant was kept in that inner sanctum of the temple, which even the high priest could enter only once each year on the Day of Atonement. Now at the death of the Messiah, the veil which set apart this sacred place is ripped from the top down. No longer will the glory cloud fill the Holy of Holies. The old covenant has been fulfilled and perfected, and the new covenant is thus revealed for the forgiveness of sins. Truly, this was the Son of God. The Roman centurion and his brothers in arms, pagans all, are moved to saving faith in the Anointed One of Israel. The one who died on the cross is, yes, true man, the Son of Mary, but he is also God from God, the eternal and only begotten Son of the Father. And now he is dead. But even the manner of his death awakens in the heart of the centurion certain faith that this man, not Caesar, is Divi Filius, the Son of God. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the sepulcher. Mary Magdalene's love for Jesus kept her at his side in life, and now it keeps her there in death. In these days of grace, in this holy week, as we prepare to celebrate the glorious feast of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the Church bids us sit at the tomb with Mary Magdalene and meditate on the cost of our salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.